All right, welcome back to Fitness with Colin for January 18th, 2020. Gosh, that still sounds weird to say and to hear. So episode 4, it's been a while since we've done a Fitness with Colin podcast. Maybe you are stumbling upon this podcast because you followed my automotive podcast for a while that I promote, you know, on LinkedIn. And yeah, I've done like 70 of those podcasts, right? I've done a whole bunch of them, but I haven't done a whole lot of fitness podcasts. The last one I did was like a year ago, and that was episode 3 with Sean Mulroney. Awesome episode. Amazing guy. If you haven't heard it, listen, check this podcast out with Levi and then go back and check that one out. But it's been about a year since I did a Fitness with Colin podcast because quite honestly, I've been busy grinding both for my clients and also in the gym. I mean, I've really been working hard over this last year to focus, you know, drill down into some of the goals that I have for myself. And I'm going to level with you guys. I do what I do professionally because it allows me the freedom to spend time in the gym doing what I love, which is working on my health and my fitness. So I haven't felt like I had anybody really intriguing enough to bring on to the podcast to offer up to you guys to give you some value until I realized that it was right in front of my face. About 2 months ago, I started working on getting the general manager for the Planet Fitness, my home Planet Fitness that I attend fairly regularly, one or two times a day lately, to come onto the podcast. And it wasn't easy. I had to really grind on him, you know, and remind him that, hey, I wanted him to come on this podcast. I wanted him to on the podcast. And finally, I had to close him down BDC style with a friggin' hard date and time. Those of you that are in automotive, you appreciate that. So we put a date on the calendar, 4 o'clock this afternoon, and we did it. So boom, this podcast is for you guys. Levi Pagel is the general manager with Planet Fitness that I attend very regularly. He is an awesome leader. He's a leader more than a manager, I would say. And there's a difference. I'll tell you why I feel like he's a leader in the podcast. So without further ado, this is Levi Pagel, general manager with Planet Fitness.
How's it going?
Hey, Levi, how are you?
Wonderful. Now that we got all these technical difficulties out of the way.
There usually is one or two technical difficulties. Levi Pagel, you're the general manager with Planet Fitness at a gym that I frequent. It's really good to have you on the podcast, man.
It's great to be on.
You know, I've been like courting you for a while to come on the podcast.
Well, hey, I'm so happy to be on here. You know, this time of year, it's so busy in the gym industry. So I'm glad I was able to get some time to jump on here with you.
Yeah, man, absolutely. So tell me a little bit about you, Levi. What brought you into fitness?
So my story into fitness started off a little rocky. So the reason I actually got into fitness is because I was so self-conscious. I was such a skinny kid. I think when I was 15, I think I weighed 130 pounds at 6 foot. So I was very, very thin. So my goal with fitness was when I got into it, just to put on some weight. So I wasn't such a scrawny kid. From there, I just fell in love with it. I mean, the industry is so awesome. In the industry, I grew up in a really small town in Indiana, and we had a local gym there that I was able to, I frequented it so much that I was able to get a part-time position there, and it took off from there. So I've worked at a couple different gyms, and Planet Fitness is definitely my home. I mean, you know, it's your second home too. So it's one of those environments that's just so awesome. It's so friendly, so happy. And you can tell the people that are there really want to be there.
Yeah, you know, Planet Fitness is pretty cool, and I have a soft spot in my heart for Planet Fitness. I definitely, you know, love how they make, you know, fitness and a gym, if you're allowed to call it a gym. But I think their campaign, they're branding themselves as not a gym, but at the end of the day, you know, they've got gym equipment there. But yeah, they really do cater to you know, to people that maybe, you know, might otherwise not get into a traditional gym, and they make it really, you know, what do you think? I mean, besides that, like what kind of things, like, do you think, like, set Planet Fitness apart from other gyms for people that maybe aren't familiar with Planet Fitness?
Well, with Planet Fitness, one of our slogans is "the world judges, we don't." Anybody can feel welcome at Planet Fitness. It's one of those environments where it doesn't matter where you started, where you're at, where you're coming from. Anybody can go in there and be on the same level. I know one of our slogans is we don't cater to bodybuilding. That doesn't mean we don't allow bodybuilders in there. When I say we don't cater to bodybuilding, I just mean we don't have dumbbells to go over 75 pounds. We do have a lot of cardio equipment. We have over 80 pieces of cardio equipment just in the club that I run here in Florida. So that being said, it is a little bit different when it comes to that. But Planet Fitness, like I said, we just welcome anybody and everybody. If we don't cater to bodybuilding, it doesn't mean that we don't allow those people in there. I personally have done bodybuilding in the past, so I'm very in tune with that whole scene. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people that come in when I give them a tour around the facility off the bat. They're kind of standoffish because they don't know what Planet Fitness is about. Because you see things online, but you never really know until you go in. And we definitely catch them off guard. People come in and they expected something completely different. And they 99% of the time they walk out much happier and usually signed up because the things that they've read online or seen online are way off. There's a lot of things that are far-fetched, but yeah, we invite anybody to come in, check us out, see what we're about. Because like I said, it's one of those environments where you can tell when people are in there. You'll see a random person in the gym instead of getting a mean mug, you'll get a, "Hey, how are you?" or "Hey, what's up?" I know you know that, Colin, because you know everybody in there.
Yeah. Man, yeah, Planet Fitness is pretty cool, and they definitely make it accessible for anybody to get into that. You and I have kind of different, almost polar opposite like reasons that we got into fitness. You were skinny, I was fat. But I did a lot of traveling at one point in my life, and I still do some traveling, but I was doing nonstop traveling, and so I started using the hotel gyms that I was in, and eventually I grew out of those, and I don't know that it was a money thing. I think it was just that it was just, it was a non-intimidating place for me to kind of go next,
Yeah.
And I think that's important. I mean, that can mean the difference between somebody changing their life or not changing their life.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm on the same page with that. Getting into the gym is scary. I mean, let's be honest. I remember getting into the gym. I started out at a YMCA and then moved from that to a Anytime Fitness. And let me tell you, oh my gosh, I was terrified. You know what I mean? Because you go in there and it's the unknown, Now, luckily, even in the past couple of years, there's a lot more information online about the gym, any gym in general. But that being said, it's still scary at first. So that those first interactions that we have with people where we give them a tour around the facility, we try to get them comfortable in there. Those are really big. So that first impression is a huge thing.
Yeah, and I'm constantly I kind of even though I get very intense into my workouts when I'm there, I do kind of watch the way that you and your crew kind of like introduce people to the gym, and they do the tour, and they really do a proper I mean, I don't recall that I ever had that when from wherever I came from, and you guys really do like kind of just hold people's hand and walk them through the entire gym and make them feel comfortable. What do you, like, if I can ask you, Levi, what do you like, what would you say you like the most about being a general manager at Planet Fitness?
Oh my gosh, there's a couple things. So one of the main things is obviously going to be the member relations, just being able to create relationships with all the different kinds of people that come in. At my specific club, we have over 9,000 members. We have over 900 check-ins a day. So we have a little over 10% turnout a day. And you meet so many different people. I say hi and bye over 1,000 times a day. So you get to see so many different people. I would say a close second would be managing the staff. a lot of the positions that I manage are going to be entry-level positions. So really, realistically, you're getting people ready for their next step, wherever they might be going, whatever they might be doing, if it's school, if it's another job, you're getting them ready for that next step. So being able to see people grow, I feel like they're my children. I always say that. Being able to see people grow and graduate onto something bigger and better is always like amazing. So I always keep up with the staff. Even after they leave, it's always cool to see people, grow up. A lot of the people that we bring on are younger, usually under 30. I have some staff members over 30, over 40 even. But that being said, usually they're people out of fresh out of college or actually still in college. So you're always watching people grow.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, that's awesome. I've seen you interact with of course not only your customers and your members, but I've seen you interact with your team members, and you really, and I mean this, I mean I've told this to you before, you really are a leader. I've seen, I mean you lead by example. You're doing stuff many times that you could simply delegate to other people. It's very clear, but you take the lead and you lead by example. You roll up your sleeve and you do some of the work that, a lot of quote unquote managers would delegate. And man, you keep your place clean. Every Friday, you guys are on the money. I've been to probably 40 or 50 gyms nationwide, and you keep your gym spotless, man. That is probably a never ending. Probably more to it than the average person realizes, but I guess a lot of dust collects in the gym, huh?
Oh my gosh, yeah, it's a never-ending battle with, cleaning in general. Yeah, every Friday, like you were talking about, we actually tip all of the equipment and clean under it just because dust will accumulate. Like I said, there's so many check-ins throughout the day. That your people are carrying in so much stuff on their shoes, dust. You know how it goes. We're right by the beach, so there's sand everywhere. So we pick up all the equipment on Fridays, and deep clean it. But yeah, every piece of equipment gets touched by a staff member every single day. So we're always wiping it down, keeping it clean. My favorite thing to clean is the bathroom. Listen, I love a clean bathroom. So you see me every morning because you're in there every morning. I jump right into the bathroom and start cleaning the bathroom because, I mean, I love a ba clean bathroom at my house. Why not at the gym? And for people like you, it's a second home. So you need a clean bathroom in your second home.
I love it. It always blows me away when you're in there and you got a smile on your face and you're mopping, and it's like you're not the only guy there. You could have delegated that to somebody else, but I love it. I mean, like, and you're happy and you're smiling, and it's like, man, this is amazing. But you clearly love your job and you clearly love the company. That's very obvious. Anything that like you don't like about, I mean, any, what would you say that you least like about being a manager?
I would say, okay, so business is not supposed to be personal.
Sure.
So you can't take things personal, when somebody comes to you and they're upset with you. So that being said, when somebody comes in, with maybe a billing issue or really any issue, usually it'll be a billing issue. Maybe their dues didn't come out. With a lot of companies, a lot of big companies, let's say a monthly subscription company, if your dues didn't come out, they wouldn't allow you to use that service or receive their product.
Sure.
Planet Fitness definitely isn't like that. We will always work with people. I always say that the gym is a time to get away from all your outside world problems, your money problems, your relationship problems. It's a time to go in there and focus on yourself. So we don't want you to have to, carry your problems on your back into the gym. So if you had a past due or something like that, I will work with you until the end of the year. Like, we will do anything to work with you. So the thing that I don't like is when people come in, they've been conditioned by all these other companies, and they think that we're gonna, be on top of them and kick them out or something like that. So they'll come in with an attitude. They will be upset at you for no reason. So that's one thing I don't like. I don't like that people have been conditioned to think that we're gonna be mad at them because their bill didn't come out. And that's not their fault. That's not our fault. I'm just mad at the situation. I
Right.
wish people knew that there were still good people and still good companies that are going to have their back. And Planet Fitness is definitely one of those companies that's going to take care of people. I mean, that's what we do. That's our goal, is to get people in there and keep them comfortable, keep them happy. And if somebody walked into the gym and their monthly dues didn't come out and we turned them away, you think they're not already upset about their money problems? You think they're going to be happy to walk into a gym and get turned away? So that's one thing I really like about the club. I worked at a couple other gyms where if somebody was one day late on their payment, they weren't allowed to work out. And that's
right,
just,
sure.
That's crazy to me. I understand, yeah, you know, being on top of your bills, but sometimes things happen, you know?
Yeah.
So that's one thing I wish society was more understanding.
Yeah. No, I get it. I tend to think that I'm probably one of the least profitable customers for Planet Fitness, because I use Planet Fitness a lot. I go.
You do. That is true. Listen. Yeah, I'll get in there at 8:45 in the morning. You'll be in there, and then I'll be getting my computer work done, and I'll jump out on the floor to talk to people, and then it'll be, I don't know, 11:30. And I'm like, you're still here? Like, did you just come back? And you're like, no, I'm warming up for the treadmill. I'm like, what are you talking about? What are you doing? But yeah, that's amazing. I mean, you are an animal. So that's your fitness journey has been crazy.
Well, thank you. I it started about, like, you know, looking a certain way. I mean, I was fat, and I still got some work to do. My problem is, you know, fitness is a two-sided thing. You've got the activity and then you've got the kitchen, and I still love to eat, probably too much. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was a running joke for a while with some of your team members that, you know, you're still here. That was like, you know, you're still here.
My favorite one is, are we going to start paying that guy?
Yeah. But I've got to think that I probably am one of the least profitable customers. And I think a lot of gyms, maybe most gyms, they build their foundation on, you know, people that don't show. And I always wonder, like, how many people sign up for a gym membership and don't use it versus, because it is that time of year. It's uh-huh. It's the beginning of the year. A lot of people make New Year's resolutions, and, you know, some people, I guess, you know, whatever, they keep those resolutions. But a lot of people, I think, probably might not fall through, or, you know, mm-hmm. come through with, you know, maintaining maybe a gym member. Like, do a lot of people join around this time of year and then just not show up again?
So yes and no. This is, like you said, the busiest time of the year. Any fitness facility that's a membership based facility that does not, like a CrossFit gym, would not be involved in what I'm about to say, because they are completely different how their member base works. But with a gym like us, Gold's Gym, Anytime Fitness, Workout Anytime.
Sure.
If you can have 10% of your members turn out a day, so let's say as a whole, we have 1,000 members, or let's say 1,000 members. If you had 100 people show up a day, that would be a very good turnout where you're still making good money. But that being said, there are those people that are paying that aren't wearing down the equipment. We on a regular day in the middle of the summer have a 10% turnout, and ours is high for our club specifically. So if you can have 10% out on any given day, that's good. Now, when it comes to this time of year, just to give a little example, we've had about 700 signups, and we are 15 days into the month. So we've had 700 signups just at my club in the first 15 days.
Wow.
So yes, so it is a big time of year for us to build that EFT and get the member base up. So we're having about a 15 to 16% turnout a day right now, which is, like I said, very high. But that's good. You want those people in there. You want the people in there. But like you said, when it comes to business, the more people in there, the more equipment's going to get wore down.
Yeah.
But that being said, all these gyms, a lot of the gyms, unless they're home-owned, are going to have a specific deal with a big distribution company like Cybex or Life Fitness, to where they get their equipment on a lease. So really, when that equipment gets wore down, it gets taken care of by that manufacturer. Usually they have a 5-year warranty on any of the parts that are like wearable other than the upholstery. So we take care of the upholstery because it's something that gets tore up pretty fast because we have so many members. But, you know, you're not losing too much money when people come in. You do want that job security when it comes to maintaining members. Me and you both know, we couldn't have 9,000 members come in a day.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're 19,000 square feet, which is a nice big gym, over 80 pieces of cardio equipment. But, I personally feel anything over 1,000 is getting a little hot in there. And the reason is because specifically in our town where we're at, you know, everybody in this town gets off work at the exact same time because everybody works on the military base. So that 5 o'clock crowd is a heavy, heavy crowd. So we have to deal with that accordingly. We specifically at this club next to the base, have to deal with that different just because we have to prepare for these people to come in all at once, all at the same time. We're less than 2 miles from the exit of the base and they have to drive right by here to get home. So it is convenient for them, which is good. But we do have to plan accordingly for that.
Absolutely. So what do you love to do in the gym? What do you enjoy doing?
Me specifically, I'm all over the place. I'll set goals and then I'll just hit my goals. So I'm not a cardio guy. I've done cardio before. I don't like it. I don't like running over a mile. But that being said, I'm more into powerlifting. I'm not really bodybuilding. I like the concept of it. I just don't really like the community too much. It's kind of a one person sport and I'm a team player. But yeah, powerlifting, I do powerlifting 3 days a week, at my house. And then 3 days a week, I work out at Planet Fitness. And do some hypertrophy work, do some deep stretching. But yeah, we just got some new cardio equipment at the gym. So I'm getting back on the rower. So we have that rowing machine that you love, Colin. I see you over there, right?
It's harder than it looks. I mean, I haven't used it for a while, but I got really excited when you got it because many Planet Fitnesses are, I think they're owned and operated by different franchises. Is that correct?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So some have different, slightly different equipment. Some might have a row. I've seen some that don't even have steppers or like a step machine, stair machine.
Oh, okay.
But which is kind of surprising, but
yeah.
But I was super excited when you got the row machine. The one thing that nobody really has, even some of the fancy gyms don't have these manual treadmills. I'm still holding my breath for that one.
You're speaking about the like active treadmill that goes as fast as you're running.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, those are nice. I need one of those. Yeah, those. Those aren't on they're on our wish list, but those are a pretty penny, let me tell you.
yeah, I think they're like $5,000. I've got my eye on one right now.
So our treadmills that we have are $5,000. If you got one of those Woodways that you're speaking about, that was a commercial unit. And it's one that you'd be able to put miles on, not something that would just be sitting in somebody's house that one person is using. You're looking at more toward $15,000.
Wow.
Yeah. So the commercial units are a lot different than the personal ones, the ones that anybody can get. And just because the components on the inside are going to be a lot more beefy for those commercial ones. I've got a guy that comes in twice a week and runs 26 miles on one of our treadmills by himself. So that's just one guy.
In one sitting?
Yeah. So that's one guy. He runs 2 marathons a week. And that's just one guy that's putting a lot of miles on a treadmill. But yeah, we have treadmills with thousands and thousands and thousands of miles.
That's crazy. That is crazy.
It is something crazy. Yeah, people get on there. And I'm not like that, unfortunately. I'm one of those guys that – I'm not a cardio athlete, and people get on there and just go forever, and it amazes me. It's so unbelievable. I love it. I love watching people do it. And there's a couple of girls that come in, and every day they get on there and they're running at like a 9, and I'm like, what are you guys are crazy. I would love to be at that point, but my knees, they're not feeling it.
No, I hear you. Your old equipment, your old, because you did just recently upgrade like all new cardio equipment.
Yep.
The old treadmills went up, if I'm not mistaken, to 13 miles an hour. The new ones actually, and I'm going to use the word only loosely, only go up to, I think it's 12.
Yeah. The older ones that we had went a little bit faster. But yeah, I'm not getting up there.
Yeah, those are short bursts of energy, and I try not to go quite that fast, because I'm always terrified that, you know, if you miss one step, you're done, you're toast, you're hitting the wall.
Yep. Oh my gosh, we see it very often. I mean, like I say, with so many people coming in, you hear a loud thud, I automatically am running out to the treadmills, because people do fall off. Luckily, we haven't had any broken bones or anything like that. But yeah, people take some spills sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. I think today I did, after you and I finished this podcast, I'm going back for my second workout today, but I got really into the Peloton classes. And so I'm just, you know, I'm on there doing the classes, and you got to vary things up. I found, you know,
yeah,
you do
yeah.
the same stuff over and over. You get bored, but you've got a really great team. You've got an awesome trainer. It's always a pleasure being in your gym, man. I haven't done a fitness podcast for a while. I think you listened to the last one I did with Sean Mulroney, did you not?
Yes, that was awesome. I loved that. He's a crazy guy. I mean, that I followed it, refollowed his Instagram after I listened to that podcast, and it's good to see that he's doing so good and the things that are driving him. He really has a why, you know what I mean? Like you said in the podcast, you could see before that he really didn't have a why. But once he had his daughters, it's everything changes.
Yeah. Yeah. That was his why for sure.
Yeah.
But since I had him on, I really haven't had anybody that I was like, man, I want to have this guy on. And like I said earlier, I've been courting you for a while, because you know, it just, you're a great guy. You're a great leader. I think the word manager and leader gets used too often interchangeably, and you certainly are a leader. Yeah, man, I mean, you're great with your members, you're great with your, team members. And, you know, I, really, enjoy, have enjoyed having you on the podcast. Anything that, you know, people should you'd like people to know that, you know, people might not know about Planet Fitness?
Well, what's so good about Planet Fitness is our marketing. So if you haven't heard about Planet Fitness and you don't know about them, there's plenty to know. Like I said, just that judgment-free zone, being able to create a non-intimidating environment is our goal, and that's what we strive to do. And I think one really cool thing, like you said, Colin, you might go into other Planet Fitnesses and they're not, maybe not as clean or don't have the same staff that we have. The good thing about Planet Fitness is, across the board, they're all going to have the same core values. And that's really what's going to matter. I just went to one recently in Louisiana, one that's not part of our franchise. And I just walked in, didn't know anybody. They didn't know me. And they greeted me like I was their manager. they were so kind and nice. So the cool thing about it is we're going to have the same core values across the company. So if it's one of those gyms, if you're looking to get a gym membership where you can travel to, it's one of those things where you can feel at home wherever you go. Now you might be spoiled like Colin, because he has been spoiled at our gym. So he might be a little biased, but, we like to spoil Colin, cause he's been such a great guy. Yeah, you know, the staff loves you and I love you, and it's good to have you. You know what I mean? For a little bit, he took a little break. He traveled for work, and I was nervous. I was like, what if he doesn't come back? But I'm glad you're back. I'm glad you're back, and it's so good to talk to you on here, and I'd be happy to come on anytime.
Yeah, man. You know, I do what I do because it allows me to spend the time that I do spend in the gym, and that's become my real personal passion. Absolutely. It's been a blast. I love Planet Fitness. I you know, don't tell anybody this, you know, but if Planet Fitness doubled or tripled their prices, I would gladly pay it. I think it's the best return on it. I mean, I don't know of anything that offers a better return on investment. Like, I mean, I've got the full, you guys call it the Black Card membership, and it's like 20 or 22 bucks a month. And I can go to any gym in the country. And
yeah,
I look at other gym memberships, and I've been a member of other fancy gyms that are like three times as much, and you can go to one gym and they're like 1/8 of the size, and they're not even friendly people that work there, and it's certainly not as nearly as welcoming as an environment as Planet Fitness is. So the value is just like absolutely unmatched, and you hit it on the, I mean, for somebody that travels, oh my gosh, it's I kind of feel bad because I am that guy. I don't think Planet Fitness makes a dime off of me with all the wear and tear, but I hope that I pay it forward with saying some good things about you guys. Cause honestly, I mean, without the ability to have access to the gym, like, you know, when I went from just using hotel gyms, when I was traveling 100% of the time, I don't know that I would have necessarily, you know, got to where I am now, which is you're always trying to get somewhere else. That's the one thing I've found in fitness.
Yeah.
You're never where you want to be. When people say before and after pictures, it always makes me angry because I don't have after pictures. I have like now pictures, but you know, you're always wanting something bigger and greater and better.
Exactly. And that's the beauty of it. You can always strive for something more, but hey, I'm here to tell you that you have made it. And don't feel bad because, your journey has been amazing so far. And I know for a fact that it's going to keep being amazing going forward.
Thanks, Levi. Thanks so much for coming on the podcast. Definitely, you know, look forward to, you know, seeing you soon. And yeah, you're absolutely welcome back anytime.
All righty. See you, buddy. Have a wonderful night.
All right. You too.
Bye-bye.